Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of MMA this hour. Of course, MMA USC going live tonight on Fox. This is their second show on Fox. The initial show, November the 12th, featured Junior Dos Santos taking the World UFC Heavyweight Championship away from defending champion Cain Velasquez in 64 seconds. So that sort of put a wrinkle in the broadcast because it was a one-hour show at the time. And they figured, you know, we'll fit in this one fight and then we'll hype it around it. But the fight only lasted 64 seconds, so Dana White and these guys were sort of left holding their hat in their hands. But the bottom line is tonight, they've got three great fights on television beginning at 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's 11 p.m., 8 p.m. Eastern time. Don't forget, they had 11 million people watching that fight card in November on Fox TV. And tonight, I figure they'll do probably about 7 or 8 million people, maybe 9. But Rashad Evans, 16-1-1 in the main event against the undefeated Phil Davis, undefeated 9 fights. Of course, that's going to lead to the winner will lead to a fight with the UFC light heavyweight champion, John Jones. And John Bones Jones is probably the best fighter in the world of MMA right now as far as domination in his division is concerned, and I see him licking either Evans or Davis like a stamp. The Big Mouse will be fighting in the semi-main event. Chael Sonnen, 26-11, taking on Michael Beasting. That's 22-3. And the third fight will be Brazil's Demian Maia, 15-3, will take on All-American wrestler and undefeated Chris Weidman, 7-0. And, of course, that's a fantastic fight. We'll talk about that. We'll bring Sam All Jam Perez, what I call him Slammin' Sammy. He'll be here in just a few minutes. But we got lots of things to talk about, including all the awards given in the world of MMA this week, right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you'd like to join us, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can follow us on Twitter at Twitter/RingTalk or Facebook, Facebook.com/RingTalk. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of MMA.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
And he's not going to gas himself out. Lesnar trying to get back up. And he does. But he's exhausted.
He's shattered.
And he gets rocked again. Lesnar covering up. Velasquez pouring it on. Hammer fist. 50 seconds.
Let's take it down to the nightclub with the Tower of Power. That is our house band, folks. You can check out Tower of Power at towerofpower.com. I hope to have Emilio Castillo, the band leader, on in a couple of weeks. We'll talk some boxing with him and get his insight on. He's a big Manny Pacquiao fan, you know, and so we'll talk some boxing with Emilio Castillo in our hour number one, of course. This is 2 hours of Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you're joining us for the very first time, this is our MMA hour. We talk MMA, UFC, Bellator, Strikeforce. We talk about MMA in hour number two here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the cable radio network, live worldwide on the internet. Of course, you can check all the stuff out at my website, ringtalk.com. But right now, we're tweeting at Twitter, twitter.com/ringtalk, and of course, facebook.com/ringtalk, and of course, the website is ringtalk.com. Let's talk about the fight of the year for 2011. I was there November 19th, spent some time with my good friend Paul Calloway down there in San Jose, California, but it was Dan Henderson, Hendo, taking on Shogun Rua. Of course, Henderson winning the first three rounds of the fight pretty clearly and then gassing out in the fourth and the fifth round, and that's no fault of his, because the bottom line is Henderson's a guy that walks around at 205 pounds or 203 pounds. In other words, he can weigh in his clothes, and he can weigh in his shoes. But Mauricio Shogun Rua comes down, the Brazilian fighter. He comes down from like 240, 245 to make 205 pounds. So he gassed. I'm talking about Henderson in the fourth and the fifth round, and he was dominated in the fifth round especially. And people like Dave Meltzer, the great Dave Meltzer, of course, of the Wrestling Observer newsletter, he thought that the fight should have been a draw. But instead, Henderson got a decision there, and I thought, if you're going to give it to somebody, might as well give it to Hendo. Hendo deserved it in my mind. But the bottom line is that was the best shoot match of the year, or the best fight of the year as far as the world of MMA is concerned. Number two was Ben Henderson and Clay Guida. That was November 12th in Anaheim, California. Number three, Eddie Alvarez and Michael Chandler. That was in Atlantic City in November. And number four, the great Frankie Edgar and Gray Maynard. God, how many times can those guys fight, huh? That was like in January of last year, but man, those guys got it on in Las Vegas without a fight. Ben Henderson and Anthony Pettis. A lot of people thought this would be the fight of the year as far as MMA is concerned. It took place in Phoenix, Arizona, and of course that was on December 16th, but didn't make it. I thought it would be like number one or number two, but Henderson and Shogun Rua got it, no question about that. And Nick Diaz, who'll be fighting next week, of course taking on Carlos Condit, I believe, for the UFC interim welterweight title, 170 pounds. But Nick Diaz versus Paul Daly in San Diego was the sixth best fight of the world of MMA last year in 2011. Number seven, Diego Sanchez versus Marvin Kamen. That was in Louisville, Kentucky. Number eight, the great Jose Aldo. God, we just watched him fight a couple of weeks ago. He's a magnificent fighter out of Brazil. Jose Aldo Jr. and Mark Hammack. That's number 8. Number 9, Fedor Emelianenko and Dan Henderson. That was July 30th in Chicago. And number 10, the California Kid. I'm talking about Uriah Faber taking on Dominique Cruz. Some other things we want to mention as far as awards are concerned this year. The most valuable player in the world of MMA, no question about that, is Georges St. Pierre. Number 2 is John Jones, the current world light heavyweight champion. Of course, St. Pierre is the world welterweight champion, but he's injured. So it's Nick Diaz and Condit will go next week for the interim title, with the winner facing Georges St. Pierre a little bit later in the year. Number 3, the great Anderson Silva, the Spider from Brazil. Number 4, the world UFC heavyweight champion, Junior Dos Santos. Number 5, Dan Henderson. Number 6, Nick Diaz. Number 7, Cain Velasquez, a former heavyweight champion. Number 8, Frankie Edgar. Number 9, Chael Sonnen, who fights tonight on Fox TV. And number 10, the California Kid, and that is Uriah Faber. The most outstanding fighter of the year in the world of MMA, John Jones. No question about that. The world light heavyweight champion, once beaten, the kid can fight. He's got an 84-inch wingspan as far as his reach is concerned. He's tall. He's lean. He can fight both on the ground and standing up. I think he is the preeminent fighter in the world of MMA. Now, you Canadians and you fans of Georges St. Pierre might disagree with me, but the bottom line is I think John Bones Jones is the real deal. Anderson Silva came in number 2. Number 3 was Junior Dos Santos. Talk about the outstanding fighters of the year in the world of MMA. Most of these fighters are in the UFC, if not all of them. Junior Dos Santos, the world heavyweight champion. Georges St. Pierre came in number 4. Dan Henderson came in number 5. Dominic Cruz came in number 6. Frankie Edgar came in number 7. Number 8 was the great Nick Diaz. And I'm going to try to tape an interview with Nick Diaz next week to have it on during the week in order to have it on next week's show. Ben Henderson came in number 9, and number 10 was Jose Aldo. So that's some of the awards that have been given out, of course, by the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. And, of course, Dave Meltzer is the czar, the godfather of MMA when it comes to writing about MMA. We had him on last week's show. No question about that. There isn't a question about the world of MMA or professional wrestling that you can ask Dave Meltzer that he doesn't know. Bellator. Remember them? Yeah, they're sort of like the new kids on the block as far as MMA is concerned. It's the UFC, their Strikeforce. Of course, they're both owned by the same company, the Zuffa Sports, which is owned by Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta. And a percentage of that belongs to the UFC president, the czar, Dana White. But Bellator is on MTV2. Now, they'd be on Spike TV right now. But Spike used to have a contract with UFC before UFC went to Fox. And the contract was that the UFC, Spike couldn't show any mixed martial arts for a year other than UFC after the UFC left. That was part of the contract. So Bellator has got to stick around and stay on MTV2, which is like an obsolete channel. But the bottom line is they're doing okay numbers. They're going to open their season for 2012 on March the 9th. And, of course, Bellator, I consider them an outstanding company. I mean, I don't like the president, Bjorn Rebney. He's not one of my favorite guys. In fact, I wouldn't want to live next door to him or anything like that. Wouldn't have him over for the beer, much like Floyd Mayweather. But the bottom line is, you know, they have a tournament style of fighting, and that is a fantastic, fantastic format. You got guys fighting their hearts out in order to advance to the next level to become champion. That's how they crown their champions, through tournaments, and I'm all for that. So Bellator comes back. MTV2, that'll be 8 to 10 p.m., looks like that's Eastern time, and that's on March the 9th. So Bellator coming back, looking forward to that. Bellator is, as I said, they have women. They have some chicks on that show that can fight. I mean, a lot of women I know that can fight. There are a lot of women I know that can fight, like, you know, in the street and this and that. Well, these chicks are very skilled martial arts technicians. I mean, they know it all. Some of them can do stand-up. Some of them can box. Some can do the ground and pound. The bottom line is there are some complete fighters, the females I'm talking about, at the world of Bellator fighting championships. Mark Cuban, what does he do? He owns the Dallas Mavericks or one of the basketball teams down there in Texas. But he sold a percentage of HDNet, that was a television channel he owned, to AEG. And Ryan Seacrest Media and CAA, and is a deal that'll include some expanded MMA coverage. Of course, they've got some great MMA fights on HDNet. And the bottom line is, you know, Mark Cuban does whatever he wants. Now he wants to buy the LA Dodgers. More power to him. Baseball doesn't want him. You know why? because he speaks out and he speaks his mind. He tells the truth. He says whatever he feels like saying, he says it. And if it ticks people off, so what? But in the world of baseball, baseball's a funny, it's a funny fraternity, folks. It's not like any other sport. Baseball's sort of like, you know, you got to be one of the boys to be part of the clique. And I don't think Mark Cuban's part of the one of the boys. I don't think he'll ever be part of the clique. Took it at the police blotter. Not too good here as far as as far as Mike Whitehead is concerned. Remember him? He fought for UFC and Strikeforce. He was a veteran fighter. He didn't have a great record, but he fought for both Strikeforce and UFC and the IFL and Affliction. He was sentenced between 1 and 4 years in prison stemming from a guilty plea for an attempted sexual assault charge. Whitehead, a former All-American college wrestler at Southern Oregon University, had taken pleaded no contest to these charges in this attempted sexual assault case. And, of course, at the same time, they found 40 marijuana plants growing in his house. So that being the case, he's taken his act out of Las Vegas. He's moved to Arizona. I don't know where he'll be spending his time at. Hopefully he can get some type of maybe a suspended sentence, because I know he's got a gym going down there in Phoenix or Tucson. Not sure which one, but the bottom line is good luck to Mr. Whitehead, and hopefully he can straighten his life out. He was fined $2,400 as far as restitution was concerned, and hopefully he won't ever have to go back to Las Vegas. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of MMA. My name is Pedro Fernandez, Promoter of the Year for 2011, the world of MMA. No question about it. On top, all by himself, the great Dana White. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, Sam All Jam. I call him Slammin' Sammy Perez. We'll talk MMA right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2 on the Cable Radio Network, or CRN. Of course, live worldwide on the Internet. And we got it going on at Twitter right now, Twitter.com/RingTalk or Facebook.com/RingTalk. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Tom Bowes and the Tower of Power taking us to the break. Just fall down, 'cause you can't fall up. You just fall down. No, you can't fall up. You just fall down.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Very interesting. Neither fighter looking at each other. Not one time did they look up and look in each other's eyes. Fedor expressionless. Tim Sylvia says again, I have nothing to lose. It's finally here. The Affliction people give it to us. Fedor Emelianenko on U.S. soil fighting the former UFC heavyweight champ. It's Tim Sylvia.
This is the kind of fight you live for right here.
Yeah, this is for the WAMA heavyweight belt. Big John. Oh, nice. Sharp left there by
same position Randy Couture had Tim Sylvia, but he's got the
chance. He tapped out. 36 seconds.
That is why.
Fedor Emelianenko. You want to know why? He is the greatest fighter on the planet today. That is why. Tim Sylvia shaking his head in disbelief.
What was it like? 2010 when Fedor was considered like the man in the heavyweight division before he got exposed by a competition in the UFC. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking the world of MMA this hour. Of course, we do 2 hours each Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. The first hour is about boxing, 11 a.m. to noon. And then from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time, we talk MMA. And speaking of MMA, let's bring in Sam All Jam Perez, of course, my former writer at ringtalk.com. And tonight, Sammy, first of all, Sammy, how are you and the family?
Everybody's good, Pedro. Thanks for asking.
That's good. Now, when Fox TV drew nearly 11 million people to watch the Junior Dos Santos Cain Velasquez broadcast, of course, that was in November of 2011, and only lasted a minute and 4 seconds. Did that hurt the UFC as far as their second fight card is concerned tonight?
A lot of people say that it hurt, especially the casual fans that were wondering why a fight would end so quickly. They question whether or not mixed martial arts was legit fighting sport, but my response to that is I argue that point because I would think that a quick knockout, a big-time knockout, would be appealing, especially to the casual fan. On top of that, I mean, nobody questioned when Michael Spinks lost to Mike Tyson.
No. Hold on. I questioned it because the fight was called Once and For All. You know what I called it? Once and I'll fall. I don't even think Spinks got hit cleanly in that fight.
I don't know, Pedro. I don't know. That's the first time I've ever heard anybody question whether or not Mike Tyson hit Michael Spinks that night, but that's neither here or there.
Okay.
Going back to the original question, in some people's eyes, it did hurt. In my eyes, no, it didn't hurt.
Okay.
It didn't hurt.
Tonight we've got Rashad Evans, 16-1-1, taking on Phil Davis, the undefeated wrestler, 9-0, and he's a former UFC light heavyweight champion, is Evans. And is Evans going to win this fight? I give him a slight edge here because the other kid's sort of like unproven to this point. But where do you see that fight going? How and why?
Pedro, I think you just nailed it. I just like you, have Rashad Evans winning this fight, but not by a big margin. And the only reason being just what you just said. Phil Davis is inexperienced in terms of compared to Rashad Evans, as far as the resume is concerned, he just hasn't fought the same type of caliber fighter that Rashad Evans has. And that's not to say that Phil Davis is not legit. He is legit, but he's raw. And at only 9-0, he's fought guys in the UFC, and he's won. But the guys in the UFC is not on par with the guys that Rashad Evans has fought, which are pretty much former champions and champions and just the elite level. So because of that factor, I'm giving Rashad Evans the nod here.
Okay, I call it the Battle of the Big Mouths, the semi-main event tonight. Chael Sonnen, 26-11 with a draw, taking on Britain's Michael Bisping, 22-3. You know, Chael hasn't got the greatest record in the world, but he did hang tough with Anderson Silva and was within a couple of minutes of taking the world middleweight's 185-pound championship of the UFC away from Silva until Silva came up with a submission hold in the fifth and final round. Where do you go here?
I go with Chael Sonnen. I tell people don't feed too much into that record. It kind of reminds me of back in boxing. Remember in the 80s, Fast Freddie Pendleton out of Philadelphia? He had a horrible record, but, you know, that was at the beginning of his career. He turned things around. Chael Sonnen's problem has always been submissions, falling into submissions. I don't think he's going to have to concern himself with Michael Bisping on that part tonight. The other factor is Michael Bisping. I'm not saying Chael Sonnen is going to win decisively, but Michael Bisping, out of his three losses, two of them have been to Dan Henderson and the aforementioned Rashad Evans, two wrestlers. So
okay.
He's had difficulty with wrestlers in his career.
Okay, Double M, Mark Munoz was supposed to be the opponent for Chael Sonnen, and he got hurt. What type of injury does he have, and will he be coming back soon?
Yeah, it's nothing serious. It's something he sustained in training. It has something to do with his knee, but it's you know, it was enough to kind of keep him out of this fight. He actually debated whether or not to withdraw from the fight because it was such a big high profile fight for him. But he, because of that fact, he realized he can't go in against Chael Sonnen, you know, not 100%. Especially with the winner of this fight is pretty much going to be the next opponent for Anderson Silva.
Okay, exactly. And, of course, if Chael Sonnen wins, they'll fight in a 40,000-seat soccer stadium down there in Rio de Janeiro, probably be one of the biggest events in MMA history. And being the heel, and when I say the heel, folks, that's sort of like I'm using a professional wrestling term. You have baby faces, which are the good guys, and you have the heels, which are the bad guys. Chael Sonnen is probably the best heel in MMA right now, don't you think?
Well, him and Michael Bisping's running a close second.
Are they running a close?
you called that one too, man. This is the battle with the big mouths. These guys really know how to get under their opponent's skin. But Chael Sonnen, without a doubt, he's easily not only the biggest mouth, but the biggest heel in the UFC. He's pretty much taken the mantra of realizing that promoting himself in that pro wrestling style, you know, has helped elevate his career. And he's not afraid to talk it, and he walks it the way he talks it, so that's what makes him pretty good.
He does the best promos in MMA, I think, don't you?
He does. He does to a point. I'm pretty sure that Dana White has gotten in his ear more than once in the last day or two because this fight tonight is on Fox Network. It's not on pay-per-view. So I'm more than certain that Dana White has told him, listen, Chael, I don't care if you promote. I don't care what you say. Just keep it under control.
Don't drop no F-bombs.
For sure.
Okay. The third fight on TV tonight, of course, this begins at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Pacific Time on Fox TV. That's Fox TV, folks. The same people that have the NFL. I'm talking about the big network now. Damian Maia, 15-3 out of Brazil, will engage former All-American, three-time All-American wrestler Chris Weidman, 7-0. That's the curtain raiser on television. Maia's no slouch. He won the 2007 Abu Dhabi Combat Club Submission Championships. He can fight. Weidman can wrestle. And Maia also owns a win over the aforementioned Chael Sonnen. I think he choked him out in UFC 95 or something like that. Is this a toss-up with a lean towards Maia, or is Maia going to win this fight?
It's a lot closer. It's pretty much the way you called it. But Damian Maia should win this fight on experience alone. Chris Weidman is out of Matt Serra's camp in Long Island. So not only is he a great wrestler, he's formidable on the ground in jiu-jitsu. But Damian Maia, when it comes to jiu-jitsu, you're talking about the elite level, the cream of the crop, and possibly the best jiu-jitsu practitioner in mixed martial arts. So if the fight goes that way, you know, there's a strong possibility Chris Weidman could get choked out. But that coupled with the fact that Damian Maia's stand-up, his boxing has improved immensely over the last couple of years since his, you know, pretty dramatic loss to Anderson Silva. So I picked Damian Maia to win this fight, probably by decision, if not submission.
What do you think of the card overall? Dana White put together three good fights, I think.
I think he really did. And, you know, the thing about it is, truthfully, the card could have been better. I mean, originally, Michael Bisping was supposed to fight Damian Maia. Obviously, he got moved up once Mark Munoz got hurt against Chael Sonnen. So you take into consideration what had to transpire within the last couple of weeks because of that Mark Munoz injury, and it's still three compelling fights. Considering, you know, the experience factor with Damian Maia, with Rashad Evans, you know, it's pretty even across the board here.
Okay.
It's difficult fights to call, for sure.
Freeze that thought. Sam All Jam Perez, folks, is our MMA expert. He'll be on until the top of the hour. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/ringtalk.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. Yeah, we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Before I get back to kicking A, don't forget the website, folks, 24/7 on the web at ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Stand up battle so far. Man, you're right, Joe. Mike Brown's just so tight with his strike. Oh, yeah. Gambarian looking to finish. Oh. And it is all over. Standing.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong. A lot of things going on. The man of the hour.
I've envied him for so long. Oh, Superfly.
We are with the Superfly when it comes to MMA, folks. Talk about Superfly as far as his knowledge is concerned. There's no doubt about it. He is the man. I'm talking about Sam All-Jam Perez, a.k.a. Slammin' Sammy Perez. But I got to read you this quote, Sam, before we go any further. It's a quote from Bob Arum. It was about 5 months ago. Take that back. It's a quote from Dana White about 5 months ago. It said, quote, "That idiot Bob Arum was talking the other day and screaming about a UFC monopoly. But in the beginning, he thought it was the funniest thing in the world that Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta and myself had bought this company because they were so stupid and how much money they were going to lose because nobody wants to see men rolling around in their underwear and all the other ignorant, dumb stuff he said about MMA over the last 10 years. And now all of a sudden, it's a monopoly. You know how much money we're going to lose in this fight? Ah, there are so many things I could say about that dirtbag." Of course, this is Dana White talking about Bob Arum. "He wasn't smart enough to do it. He didn't have the balls to do it. Now he wants to cry about it and be jealous about what we have over here. Screw you, Bob Arum." Bob Arum and Dana White clashing about 5 months ago. And that says a lot about Bob Arum. It says a lot about Dana White because I think it's true in both factors. What do you think?
I think basically what it comes down to is Bob Arum being one of these boxing purists that do not want to admit or do not want to acknowledge that mixed martial arts is not a passing fad. It's here to stay. I think a lot of it has to do with Bob Arum's age. You know, a lot of these older guys, and you know better than I, in the boxing game, just hate to admit or acknowledge that this sport exists, that this sport is thriving. Jim Lampley of HBO Sports is one of these guys that has held true to form in terms of his affinity for boxing, which is great.
He's a tool, though. But Jim Lampley's a tool. Let me tell you about Jim Lampley. I pulled him off his wife about 5 or 6 years ago. His ex-wife was a former news broadcaster in Los Angeles. She was flirting with some guy at a post-fight press conference. Let's take it back. A post-fight party. I think it was at the Mandalay Bay or the MGM Grand, one or the other. And Jim Lampley grabs his wife by the throat, throws her on the ground. He's choking her to death. I had to pull him off with a police chokehold. So Jim Lampley is not only a creep in my mind, but he's a tool for the world of boxing because all he does is show for those HBO fighters on TV.
Exactly. I mean, honestly, what it comes down to is this. Bob Arum has, as a promoter, I think he feels threatened. He won't admit it, but I think he feels threatened. There's no need for him to be. I mean, obviously, he's still making his money and making it big, but, you know, it's a case of there's a new kid on the block, and he's not familiar with it, and he feels it's...
Now, he's not making any money off it.
Exactly.
Okay, because the world of MMA is thriving, no question about that. Somebody said to me, well, 2011 wasn't the greatest year for MMA, but a lot of that had to do with a lot of guys getting injured, don't you think, Sam?
Yeah, I think it does have a lot to do with it. You hit it on the head. And going back to your original point, Pedro, you're a perfect example. Here's a guy who has been promoting boxing, talking about boxing for over a quarter of a century now. But you've been open-minded enough to expand your horizons with this sport, you know, to include it as part of your not only website but as far as your radio program. Not all boxing purists, not all boxing analysts, not all boxing journalists have been this open-minded about it, and I think that has a lot to do with it.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact, well, you know, that I fought. I had 52 fights, and I could fight a little bit. And most of these guys, and I also wrote for major newspapers like the Oakland Tribune, the San Francisco Examiner. I wrote cover stories for Essence Magazine. What I'm trying to say is I have a journalism background and a fighting background, and most guys nowadays, the press corps, per se, as far as boxing and MMA is concerned, are just guys that have a computer, and then we're lucky enough to get a press credential.
I think you touched on something really important here, Pedro. A lot of these guys, especially when they make statements to one similar to what Bob Arum said about guys rolling around in their underwear, they truly don't understand the technique and the physicality involved to fight on the ground. So their ignorance in that sense comes out even more when they make statements of that fashion.
We're talking with Sam All-Jam Perez, folks. He used to write at ringtalk.com. Now he's taking himself a hiatus. He's kicking back, spending more time with the family. Of course, We've got UFC 143 coming up in a week. We'll talk about that in just a minute from Las Vegas and the Mandalay Bay Event Center. But I got to ask you this. They're allowing guys that abused steroids in the past now to take testosterone replacement therapy, and they're legalizing this. Saying, well, you know, he's short of testosterone, so we're allowing him to take testosterone supplements. Does that sound kosher to you?
No, it doesn't. As a matter, you know, a couple of weeks ago, the test came back failed for Christian Cyborg Santos.
Who would have thought that little monster was on steroids?
And when that happened, I kind of like, you know, threw my hands up and I said, enough is enough, you know, enough with the excuses. The bottom line is professional athletes, not just professional fighters, but professional athletes make their living with their bodies. They know 100% what they're ingesting into their bodies. If they don't know, then they're ignorant and they should know. And there is no excuse. So to even tamper or to even teeter with, should we try this, should we allow this, the bottom line is no. In my eyes, I mean, I think the playing field should be kept fair. And as long as you're questioning whether or not certain things are allowed, certain things are not, then there's always a question of whether or not the playing field is fair.
Okay. Nick Diaz taking on Carlos Condit next week?
Yes, and I'm glad you asked me about this fight. If you allow me, I'll throw some facts and numbers at you to show you how close this fight's going to be.
Go.
Nick Diaz, former Strikeforce welterweight champion. Carlos Condit, former World Extreme Fighting welterweight champion. Nick Diaz record, 26-7. Carlos Condit, 27-5. Nick Diaz, since 2007, has won 11 fights in a row. Since 2006, Carlos Condit's record, 12-1, with that only loss being a split decision. Nick Diaz, you would think, would have the advantage because he's a triathlete beyond being a professional fighter. However, Carlos Condit is a native and trains in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I think that level has a lot in terms of advantage in his fight. So I don't know. This is about as even as you could get, Pedro. I know you're probably going to ask me who I think is going to win, and I'll probably go up until Saturday before I make a final prediction. But as of right now, I don't know why, but I'm leaning towards the natural-born killer, Carlos Condit.
Now, you know what? But Nick Diaz is another guy that does great promos, doesn't he? I mean, the guy started a riot on CBS television, cost Strikeforce their contract with CBS TV a couple of years ago. But, I mean, Nick lets it go. Nick is not a guy afraid to drop four-letter words and all that kind of good stuff. I think Nick does some great promos.
Well, I think the difference between Nick Diaz and the aforementioned Chael Sonnen is that when Nick Diaz says something or when he acts out, honestly, it's legit. I think he strongly feels in his heart the way he acts out. The one allure about Nick Diaz, the thing that attracts him to fans is he truly believes that he should not be friends or formidable or what's the word I'm looking for, but towards his opponent.
Cordial.
Perfect word, Pedro. He feels as though, listen, if we're going to fight, we're going to fight. We're enemies.
That's the way I felt. They used to tell me to tap gloves before the fight started, and I would turn and walk away and go to the corner. I didn't want to tap gloves with nobody. I didn't want to tap gloves with the guy after the fight. I mean, maybe if I beat him, we could say, you know, good fight in the dressing room or something like that. But I don't want to have no relationship with the guy. I think Nick Diaz was on the right track. This is fighting.
Exactly. He has the mentality of a fighter, and that mentality, the way he carries himself as a fighter, is what attracts him to the fans, regardless of the way he acts, because people know deep down in his heart that's what he is, a fighter. And this fight right here against Carlos Condit, he's, you know, fighting a guy that's not afraid to mix it up. So I'm looking for dynamite in this fight. Honestly, this is a pick-up fight. Don't ask me why I'm leaning towards Carlos Condit right now, because by next Saturday I could flip the coin and switch to Nick Diaz, but it should be a great fight.
Okay, Big Country Nelson's lost a little bit of weight, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. You know, he took it. The bottom line is he lost two fights in a row. He was on the verge of getting cut by the UFC if he didn't win his last fight. And I think he took, you know, Dana White's and other people's advice to heed. He needed to get himself in some kind of shape. He can't just come in and you could only play that I'm fat card, but for so long. It's fine while you're winning, but once you start losing, it becomes, you know, a detriment. And he came in about 245 pounds in his last fight, which is a big, big weight loss for him.
He's taken off for Reese Wordham. Wordham didn't impress us in his last fight. Isn't he the guy that laid on his back all night?
Exactly. He laid on his back against Alistair Overeem, but he's also the guy that was the first guy to defeat Fedor Emelianenko and caught him in the arm triangle, so in the triangle choke. So we're talking about a guy who's legit on the ground, but Roy Nelson is no slouch on the ground. Fabricio Werdum has never been known to like to stand and fight, and because of that, I give Roy Nelson the advantage here. I think Roy Nelson touches him, Fabricio Werdum goes down, and if they go to the ground, as great as Werdum is on the ground, Roy Nelson's big enough and skilled enough to hold his own there, so I pick Roy Nelson to win this fight.
Another guy that does great promos, in fact, I used to see him on TMZ all the time, Josh Koscheck is going to be on the card as well. Who's he taking on? A guy named Pierce.
Oh, exactly, Mike Pierce, and The thing about this fight is Mike Pierce actually made this fight within about a month ago. He had made an appearance on a radio show, and they asked him who would be interested in fighting, and he pretty much called out Josh Koscheck respectfully, but he says, this is a guy that I would like to fight. And he said on the radio show, he says, so if the Dana White or the Fajitas are listening, please make this fight happen. And he came out, he spoke out. Dana White is a guy that likes fighters that, you know, are willing to speak their mind and promote their fights. This guy did it. He got the fight. And this is a pretty decent fight. Mike Pierce is a guy that's very well-skilled, a wrestler himself. I would not be surprised if he takes it to Josh Koscheck next week and wins this fight.
Dave Meltzer says the most outstanding fighter in the world of MMA in the year 2011 was John Jones, the world light heavyweight champion, the once beaten John Bones Jones. I got to agree with him.
I can't argue with him. We're talking about a guy who not only won the championship, but defended it twice and did it against all former champions. And he's only 24 years old. He's only been in the sport for 4 years. We're talking about the sky's the limit for this guy. The winner of this Rashad Evans-Phil Davis fight will fight John Jones.
Okay.
And while both of these guys are formidable, you know, I always tell people, Anderson Silva, his nickname is the Spider. You might as well call John Jones a tarantula because those long limbs and the way he fights and the way he knows how to use them is incredible. So unless he slips and makes a mistake, I don't see anybody beating John Jones for the foreseeable future.
I got about a minute left. The most valuable player in the world of MMA as far as popularity is concerned, Georges St. Pierre. You agree with that as well?
Well, especially with the injury now, it's hard to say that it isn't Anderson Silva by far. It's a toss-up, though. Georges St. Pierre, even with the injury, I mean, the fans just love this guy. He can't go anywhere, so It's not out of the realm to say that, but because he's not going to fight again till at least November, possibly not till early next year, and Anderson Silva still arguably now, he's the number one fighter in the world.
Okay.
It's hard to say it isn't him.
All right. Sam Aljam Perez, all the best to you, man. I miss you. We wish you were still back with the Click, and we wish you the best in your future endeavors. Look forward to talking to you real soon. Say hello to your lovely wife for me.
Thank you, Pedro. Thanks for having me on. Take care.
Sam Aljam Perez, the master when it comes to MMA, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of MMA. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Dish Network is making the best value in TV even better. Introducing the new Blockbuster Movie Pass, included for up to 12 months when you sign up for Dish Network with a qualifying package. Get thousands of on-demand titles streaming straight to your TV or PC. Plus, unlimited access to over 100,000 movies, TV shows, and games by mail. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with promotional prices starting at just $19.99 a month for a whole year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. The best value in digital TV is available with a Dish Network authorized retailer. Call us today at 800-283-7507 for savings, quality, and value only with Dish Network. That's 800-283-7507. Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions apply. Prices include $5 for Blockbuster Movie Pass. Requires Dish Online account, broadband internet, and compatible receiver. Call for details.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no-obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Little Miami Vice bringing us back from the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, our first hour at 11 a.m. Pacific time each Saturday morning is on boxing. Our second hour beginning at 12 noon Pacific time is on MMA. This is the MMA hour. Don't forget tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Pacific Time. Fox TV is going to go with Rashad Evans, 16-1, taking on undefeated Phil Davis. That's in a light heavyweight battle. The winner takes on the light heavyweight champion, John Jones, we just talked about. Chael Sonnen and Michael Bisping in the semi-main event. And the curtain raiser on television will be Damian Maia, 15-3, taking on All-American wrestler Chris Weidman, 7-0. And that'll be a pretty good fight, although I think Maya's going to win that one. Anyway, don't forget, go to my website, ringtalk.com, hit the archives, and listen to any of the past shows. We've got some shows on iTunes. Stitcher's got us going on as far as delayed broadcasts are concerned. And you can hear this show replayed throughout the week right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas alive. Good luck. Happy birthday, Harold Letterman. Scott Cuddy, thank you so much for the fine job that you do. Until next week, peace, love, lots of respect to you all.